On Your Money and some plans out of D.C. and some politics, of course. Chris Parker, Parker Wealth Management this morning. Okay, House Republicans out with theirs last week. Senate came out with theirs. Difference, your thoughts, your take?
Well, Bill, you know, the first thing I would say is the initial market reaction yesterday when the Senate came out with their plan was really interesting. There had been some concern that there wasn't going to be an identical piece to what the House came out. No surprise there. You know, the S&P was down 10. The Dow was down about 100 points for the day until Secretary Mnuchin had a live interview with Maria Bartiromo in the early afternoon. And then they realized that the Senate was serious about possibly delaying the corporate tax break for a year, and the markets didn't take it well. The Dow was down 250 at one point. The S&P was down 27. That's serious down for the day for both. And then it just seems like the markets had a chance to digest a little bit, and it came back. The Dow obviously only finishing down 100, the S&P down 9. But there's actually a lot more in common, I think, Bill, with the two plans than they're separately. And so what are those things? SALT, state and local taxes, they both remove them. The estate tax, they're really both moving in the same direction. You know, currently the individual exemption is $5.5 million, a couple roughly $11 million. They both double that. Now, the House takes it a step further and says in 6 years after that, we'll do away with it, but they're both doubling the existing exemption. They do both cut the corporate tax rate from 35 to 20. The difference is, obviously, the House does it next year in 2018. The Senate waits till 2019, but they're both in the same direction. They both raise the standard deduction to $12,000 and $24,000. They both keep charitable deductions. They both keep mortgage deductions. Now, there's a difference. You know, I don't think most people realize that there's a limit, and there is. It's $1 million currently, and the Senate keeps that. The House moves it down to $500,000. But if the focus is on not the top 10%, but everybody else, well, I think most people have houses that are worth $500,000 or less. I think it meets the need. So in terms of other differences, personally, I like the House's simplification a whole lot more than the Senate. I like going down to four tax brackets. I really wish that there was some relief for the people that actually pay most of the income taxes. Top 10% pay 70%. Doesn't look like they're going to get a whole lot. I wish that was different. I wish that the top tax bracket would go down for them, not just a little bit, but more, but that's what it is. Medical deduction probably is the biggest thing that I think is in flux. The Senate keeps medical deductions. The House doesn't. But I just think people need to breathe. I think the markets are still down in futures a little bit this morning. You know, the Dow futures are down 40 points roughly. The S&P is down about 8 points. And I think as people get a chance to digest it, they're getting it. The reality, Bill, is this isn't that radical. I'll give you three things that are radical if you'll give me just a second. Number one, a flat tax with no deductions. That would be radical. Or eliminate the income tax completely and go solely to a consumption tax like Florida and Tennessee and Texas have done, where there is no income tax, it's just sales taxes. Or here's a real radical one, Bill. How about we freeze spending in Washington, or better yet, how about we cut the spending 1%, just 1%, for the next 3 to 5 years? That would be radical. But this plan, it's definitely change, and we know how people respond to change. They freak out. But the reality is this is passable, and they need to get it done.
Chris, we had an election this week. It was a year ago. Donald Trump became president. As we talked this morning, Dow sits about 23,400. How about the economy under Trump? What's your take?
Well, let's just go back to the markets and look back to a year ago on the day after the election to where we were a year later. And you look at the Dow, Bill. The Dow went up 5,200 points, a 28% growth. You look at the S&P, it went up over 450 points, up 21% in the last year. The NASDAQ up almost 1,600 points, up 30%. And the reason, as much as people may not want to agree to it, it's because of Donald Trump. Why? Two major things. Less regulation, and that has happened because many of the regulations that we were under came from the stroke of President Obama's pen. And as a result of that, they could be done away with the stroke of President Trump's pen, and that has happened. So that's clearly the market's major, major improvement. Everybody has acknowledged that that's a good thing. Number two, unemployment. You know, clearly the unemployment was in a good place before President Trump took office. A year ago, it was at 4.6. It's now at 4.1. while clearly there was some advantage there that, that President Trump had before he took office, and it was going in the right direction, it's still going even further in the right direction. You look at GDP, Bill. In 2016, we had a GDP of 1.6%. Currently, if we get a decent fourth quarter, it looks like we're going to have a GDP of 2.5%. We never saw that during 1 year in the Obama years. That's a good thing. And the other thing that you can point to is in terms of the Fed. The Fed, it looks like it's going to raise rates next month. That will be three increases in 1 year. We haven't seen that for as long as I can remember in recent years. So clearly, economically, under President Trump, the economy is starting to move clearly in the right direction.
Chris Parker, Wealth Advisor, Parker Wealth Management. Securities offered through Securities America, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Securities America Advisors, Inc. Parker Wealth Management, Securities America are unaffiliated. Chris, thanks much.
Have a great day.